Hot off the heels of the success of Miracles, Never Give Up on a Good Time, and Boys Like Me, my guest today has just released his brand new single, which could well be one of his best yet, Mayday. Let's welcome Casey Barnes. How are you, Casey?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
No worries. What I want to ask first up is, would you say that your girls and your wife are probably where you draw your biggest inspiration from?
That's a good point. Yeah, look, definitely. My wife's had a lot of songs written about her over the last 10, 15 years, that's for sure. So absolutely, 100%.
Is there a story or a meaning behind Mayday? Does it include your wife and girls?
It could, but it's probably not my girls, but it's tongue-in-cheek. It's meant to be a fun song about, you know, you've gone out with a group of your mates, you've gone to a bar, you've seen a girl, you just head over heels about her straight away. And the term Mayday is I guess, normally an emergency call. If you were, you know, flying a plane and you were coming into some technical problems, you'd be calling Mayday because you were going down. But it's meant to be fun, and, you know, the response has been amazing so far. We've been playing it live at a bunch of shows, and we launched a music video today, which we shot live at CMC Rock. And it's had such a great reaction, so we're stoked.
Well, I'm loving it, and we did preview it a few weeks back on our show. We'll be playing it in full very soon for our listening family out there. I did notice recently, though, you posted a photo with the caption, "Mayday, Mayday, don't poke the bear," which was a photo of you signing a burly gentleman's leg who was wearing a pair of Bundaberg rum jocks.
Yeah.
Would you say that is a common occurrence at your gigs?
Not necessarily
scantily clad men, but body parts in general.
That was probably one of the more random things I've ever been asked to sign. But we've had some very random things over the years. But that guy is obviously wearing a pair of budgie smugglers, and he was absolutely adamant that he wanted me to sign those. And I was like, I'll do it, but there's certain spots where I'm not going anywhere near, mate. So we agreed on that, and it was all a good, you know, bit of fun. So that was pretty hilarious.
And obviously you found it funny enough to post it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you can't take a joke yourself, and then you're in trouble, especially in this business. So it's all about, you know, especially in country music, we're all about having fun and not taking life too seriously. And that's what that photo is all about.
Definitely. Now, I also saw a reel that Mayday was fast to write, that I believe you were in collaboration with Morgan Evans. And once Morgan found the riff, that it basically wrote itself.
Yeah, 100%. It was Morgan and I met at CMC Rocks a couple of years ago and hit it off. And I'm a huge fan of his work. And we sort of both said, well, we should try and do something at some point when the opportunity sort of comes up. And I was over in Nashville finishing the album, and we had both had the chance to work on this song together. And it happened so fast. Yeah, that guitar riff that he plays at the start of the song was that immediate hook that we all loved. And as I said, the song wrote itself really quickly after that, and it was a lot of fun to write.
Now, has there ever been a time where you found it difficult to write a song, where you had to put it down and come back to it at a later time?
Yeah, absolutely. One in particular was a song that was a tribute to my father-in-law that sadly passed away. And it's a long story, but I was finishing one of my previous albums, and I was meant to be going down to Melbourne to finish it, you know, shortly after the funeral. And the boys sort of said, would you like to write something as a tribute to your father-in-law? And we tried on the first day, and it just didn't happen. It just didn't flow. It didn't feel right. But then, interestingly, the next day we came back into the studio, and this song called Set Sail literally wrote itself. And it was more like I was, you know, channeling a message from him, you know, just to say I'm okay, everything's okay, and I'm going to make sure I look out for you guys. And it's a beautiful song all about when your time is up, you know, there's nothing you can do about it. It was a really powerful song, and it's still one of my favourites.
It actually does sound really beautiful, and I'm now going to track it down to play.
Beautiful. So set sail, let the waves take you home. Let every current lead you back where you belong. And I know when I'm lost and alone that you're here, you calm the storm.
Now, is there any album in the work? tracks. Are you planning on releasing it on vinyl?
We are both. I can let you in on a little secret. The album is going to be called Mayday. So that's coming out May 31st, and we're super excited. We're working on vinyl as well. We're working on some really cool bundle options as well, where you can obviously get the vinyl and a T-shirt. And a. We used to have these sunnies, these Casey Barnes sunnies that sold out so fast. So we get more of those as well. And yeah, I'm going to be very excited to have the new album out there.
Oh, I'm excited for it too. Like, I'm on the lookout for a new pair of sunnies.
Well, these ones are top quality. They're way better. It's funny, one of my other mates, Josh Setterfield, who's a fellow country artist, we've got this ongoing pretend feud of who's got the better quality sunglasses as their merch. And he seems to think he's got better ones. I seem to think mine are better quality. You know, it's up to the fans to make that call. But it's, yeah, we're going to bring back the Casey Barnes sunnies again.
Awesome. And that would be available on your website?
They will be, yeah.
Awesome. Now, I just want to go back a little bit. When you think back to your humble beginnings in Tasmania, when you moved to the Gold Coast, do you think that changed you as an artist at all?
I always had the feeling that I was going to go, you know, full-time with music, and that was always a dream since I was a little kid. And I guess moving up here to Queensland maybe opened a few more doors to some other opportunities that I didn't have necessarily back in Tassie. But funnily enough, if I was doing that same thing again and I was living in Tassie now, it wouldn't really matter because the music industry's changed so much, and you can literally, you know, you can do it from anywhere in the world thanks to how technology's changed. 20 years ago, it was a different story. So coming up here was definitely helpful to be able to get more opportunities and play more shows and all that sort of stuff.
Well, we're definitely sorry for Tasmania, but we love having you up here.
Oh, we love living here. And it's funny, I'm still always going to call Tassie home, but, you know, Queensland has been home now for such a long time. So it's a split 50-50 feeling, you know. It's I love both places.
Now, from all the awards that you have won over the years, what is your most memorable or most cherished award?
Oh, it'd be a dead heat between that feeling of sitting at the Arias and for a split second thinking, I reckon we've missed out here. And then hearing your name called, that was a dream come true, you know, growing up as a kid watching the Arias every year. And yeah, that's something I'll never forget. And then in the same year, winning the Toyota Album of the Year for my first Golden Guitars was amazing as well. So equally, those two things I'll never forget.
So are you ready to build the extra room on the house for the awards yet?
Oh, look, yeah, you're always grateful to pick up any of those sort of things. It's harder and harder because, you know, the competition and the standard of Aussie country music's getting so good now. So we will see. But, yeah, grateful for the ones that I've won, that's for sure.
Now, for any aspiring musicians or country artists that are in our listening family, what would be your best advice?
I was always told when I started out to play every single show as though you never know who's sitting in the room. And that's the best advice I could give. And it doesn't matter how small it is or how big it is. It's you play every show with the same amount of, you know, intensity and conviction. And it's so true. Some of the biggest opportunities that have come my way have happened when I least expected. And it's often been where there's just been somebody sitting there listening and they know somebody. And the next thing you know, you're opening for Bryan Adams or Mariah Carey, or you've landed a spot at a festival somewhere. It's always never know who's listening.
So true. So it's all about being in the moment.
100%.
So just to finish off, just a couple of random questions for you. If you could be an animal, what would it be and why?
How good would it be to be a dog? I mean, honestly, our dog has the best life you can possibly imagine, and the more love than you could ever possibly hope for. And yeah, I think I'd love to be a dog. That'd be awesome.
You know what? I'm on track with you right there. My dog, I wish I could be him.
Oh, it's just sport little shit. I love it. You know, it's great. But yeah, some people might say a cat, but I reckon a dog, that'd be great.
Oh, yeah. And if you could collaborate with anyone at all, alive or dead, who would it be?
Oh, look, I'd love to do something with Keith Urban. Huge amount of respect for him. And I was lucky enough to meet him just after I won the ARIA award and was actually blown away. We got to go backstage and he walked over to me, knew my name, knew I'd just won the ARIA, said congratulations, gave me this massive hug. And I was like, yep, I can retire now. That's just made my entire life. But I'd love to work with him. I think he's one of the best in the biz, and huge amount of respect, and that'd be amazing.
Yeah, well, you've worked with Morgan Evans now, so we got to get that. Like, I'm totally on board with that. I agree. You and Keith Urban should be doing something together.
Yes, please. Yeah. Keith, come on, let's go.
Exactly. If you're listening, Keith.
I'm sure he is.
Yeah, I'm sure he is too. So from myself and my listening family, I'd like to thank you for sharing with us today. And we'd like to wish you every success, not only with this great track, but with your future too.
Oh, thank you very much. And thanks for the support. Thanks for playing my stuff.
Hot off the heels of the success of Miracles, Never Give Up on a Good Time, and Boys Like Me, my guest today has just released his brand new single, which could well be one of his best yet, Mayday. Let's welcome Casey Barnes. How
Hello.
Are you, Casey?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
No worries. What I want to ask first up is, would you say that your girls and your wife are probably where you draw your biggest inspiration from?
That's a good point. Yeah, look, definitely. My wife's had a lot of songs written about her over the last 10, 15 years, that's for sure. So absolutely, 100%.
Is there a story or a meaning behind Mayday? Does it include your wife and girls?
It could, but it's probably not my girls, but it's tongue-in-cheek. It's meant to be a fun song about, you know, you've gone out with a group of your mates, you've gone to a bar, you've seen a girl, you just head over heels about her straight away. And the term Mayday is I guess, normally an emergency call. If you were, you know, flying a plane and you were coming into some technical problems, you'd be calling Mayday because you were going down. But it's meant to be fun, and, you know, the response has been amazing so far. We've been playing it live at a bunch of shows, and we launched the music video today, which we shot live at CMC Rocks, and it's had such a great reaction, so we're stoked.
Well, I'm loving it, and we did preview it a few weeks back on our show. We'll be playing it in full very soon for our listening family out there. I did notice recently, though, you posted a photo with the caption, Mayday, Mayday, don't poke the bear, which was a photo of you signing a burly gentleman's leg who was wearing a pair of Bundaberg rum jocks.
Yeah.
Would you say that that is a common occurrence at your gigs?
Or no,
not necessarily scantily clad men, but body parts in general.
That was probably one of the more random things I've ever been asked to sign. But we've had some very random things over the years. But that guy is obviously wearing a pair of budgie smugglers, and he was absolutely adamant that he wanted me to sign those. And I was like, I'll do it, but there's certain spots where I'm not going anywhere near, mate. So he was. We agreed on that, and it was all a good, you know, bit of fun. So, but yeah, that was pretty hilarious.
And obviously, you found it funny enough to post it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you can't take a joke yourself, and then you're in trouble, especially in this business. So it's all about, you know, especially in country music, we're all about having fun and not taking life too seriously, and that's what that photo is all about.
Definitely. Now, I also saw a reel that Mayday was fast to write, that I believe you were in collaboration with Morgan Evans. And once Morgan found the riff, that it basically wrote itself.
Yeah, 100%. It was Morgan and I met at CMC Rocks a couple of years ago and hit it off. And I'm a huge fan of his work. And we sort of both said, well, we should try and do something at some point when the opportunity sort of comes up. And I was over in Nashville finishing the album, and we had both had the chance to work on this song together. And it happened so fast. Yeah, that guitar riff that he plays at the start of the song was that immediate hook that we all loved. And as I said, the song wrote itself really quickly after that, and it was a lot of fun to write.
Now, has there ever been a time where you found it difficult to write a song, where you had to put it down and come back to it at a later time?
Yeah, absolutely. One in particular was a song that was a tribute to my father-in-law that sadly passed away. And it's a long story, but I was finishing one of my previous albums, and I was meant to be going down to Melbourne to finish it, you know, shortly after the funeral. And the boys sort of said, would you like to write something as a tribute to your father-in-law? And we tried on the first day, and it just didn't happen. It just didn't flow. It didn't feel right. But then, interestingly, the next day we came back into the studio, and this song called set sail, literally wrote itself. And it was more like I was, you know, channeling a message from him, you know, just to say I'm okay, everything's okay, and I'm going to make sure I look out for you guys. And it's a beautiful song all about when your time is up, you know, there's nothing you can do about it. It was a really powerful song, and it's still one of my favourites.
It actually does sound really beautiful, and I'm now going to track it down to play.
Beautiful.
So set sail, let the waves take you home. Let every current lead you back where you belong. And I know when I'm lost and alone that you're here, you calm the storm.
Now, is there any album in the works? Are you planning on releasing it on vinyl?
We are both. I can let you in on a little secret. The album is going to be called Mayday. So that's coming out May 31st, and we're super excited. We're working on vinyl as well. We're working on some really cool bundle options as well, where you can obviously get the vinyl and a T-shirt. And we used to have these sunnies, these Casey Barnes sunnies that sold out so fast. So we get more of those as well. And yeah, I'm going to be very excited to have the new album out there.
Oh, I'm excited for it too. Like, I'm on the lookout for a new pair of sunnies.
Well, these ones are top quality. They're way better. It's funny, one of my other mates, Josh Setterfield, who's a fellow country artist, we've got this ongoing pretend feud of who's got the better quality sunglasses as their merch, and he seems to think he's got better ones. I seem to think mine are better quality. You know, it's up to the fans to make that call, but it's, yeah, we're going to bring back the Casey Barnes sunnies again.
Awesome. And that would be available on your website?
They will be, yeah.
Awesome. Now, I just want to go back a little bit. When you think back to your humble beginnings in Tasmania, when you moved to the Gold Coast, do you think that changed you as an artist at all?
I always had the feeling that I was going to go, you know, full-time with music, and that was always a dream since I was a little kid. And I guess moving up here to Queensland maybe opened a few more doors to some other opportunities that I didn't have necessarily back in Tassie. But funnily enough, if I was doing that same thing again and I was living in Tassie now, it wouldn't really matter, because the music industry's changed so much, and you can literally, you know, you can do it from anywhere in the world, thanks to how technology's changed. 20 years ago, it was a different story. So coming up here was definitely helpful to be able to get more opportunities and play more shows and all that sort of stuff.
Well, we're definitely sorry for Tasmania, but we love having you up here.
Oh, we love living here. And it's funny, I'm still always going to call Tassie home, but, you know, Queensland has been home now for such a long time. So it's a split 50-50 feeling, you know. It's I love both places.
Now, from all the awards that you have won over the years, what is your most memorable or most cherished award?
Oh, it'd be a dead heat between that feeling of sitting at the Arias and for a split second thinking, I reckon we've missed out here, and then hearing your name called, that was a dream come true, you know, growing up as a kid watching the Arias every year. And yeah, that's something I'll never forget. And then in the same year, winning the Toyota Album of the Year for my first Golden Guitars was amazing as well. So equally, those two things I'll never forget.
So are you ready to build the extra room on the house for the awards yet?
Oh, look, yeah, you're always grateful to pick up any of those sort of things. It's harder and harder because, you know, the competition and the standard of Aussie country music's getting so good now. So we will see. But, yeah, grateful for the ones that I've won, that's for sure.
Now, for any aspiring musicians or country artists that are in our listening family, what would be your best advice?
I was always told when I started out to play every single show as though you never know who's sitting in the room. And that's the best advice I could give. And it doesn't matter how small it is or how big it is. It's you play every show with the same amount of, you know, intensity and conviction. And it's so true. Some of the biggest opportunities that have come my way have happened when I least expected. And it's often been where there's just been somebody sitting there listening and they know somebody. And the next thing you know, you're opening for Bryan Adams or Mariah Carey, or you've landed a spot at a festival somewhere. It's always just never know who's listening.
So true. So it's all about being in the moment.
100%.
So just to finish off, just a couple of random questions for you. If you could be an animal, what would it be and why?
How good would it be to be a dog? I mean, honestly, our dog has the best life you can possibly imagine, and the more love than you could ever possibly hope for. And yeah, I think I'd love to be a dog. That'd be awesome.
You know what? I'm on track with you right there. My dog, I wish I could be him.
Oh, it's just sport little shit. I love it. You know, it's great. But yeah, some people might say a cat, but I reckon a dog. That'd be great.
Oh, yeah. And if you could collaborate with anyone at all, alive or dead, who would it be?
Oh, look, I'd love to do something with Keith Urban. Huge amount of respect for him. And I was lucky enough to meet him just after I won the ARIA award and was actually blown away. We got to go backstage and he walked over to me, knew my name, knew I'd just won the ARIA, said congratulations, gave me this massive hug. And I was like, yep, I can retire now. That's just made my entire life. But I'd love to work with him. I think he's one of the best in the biz and huge amount of respect, and that'd be amazing.
Yeah, well, you've worked with Morgan Evans now, so we got to get that. Like, I'm totally on board with that. I agree. You and Keith Urban should be doing something together.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Keith, come on, let's go.
Exactly. If you're listening, Keith.
I'm sure he is.
Yeah, I'm sure he is too. So from myself and my listening family, I'd like to thank you for sharing with us today. And we'd like to wish you every success, not only with this great track, but with your future too.
Oh, thank you very much. And thanks for the support. Thanks for playing my stuff.